Right, hello and welcome fucking finally to episode 5 of the BDB podcast. Only took us like fucking 6 goddamn times to introduce the motherfucking thing. So, yeah.
The exact same thing last time.
Shut up. Chris hosting, we've got fucking Jared.
It's a crack.
Fucking Ty.
Ole do it, yeah! Drug dealing music.
And Selby.
No, guys, seriously, never underestimate how much I want to be a Power Ranger.
Yep, he's sticking with that. Okay, that's fine. So, this is episode 5.
Do they have an orange Power Ranger?
No, they've never had an orange Power Ranger.
They should totally have an orange
Power Ranger. I mean, if the yellow one and the red one have sex, that kind of counts, right?
They had a purple one recently for the first time ever. Not, I'll say recently.
What was the purple one? Was it a black guy? Because they always give the black guy the black costume.
No,
or
actually,
the blue one.
Actually,
I don't know why.
The Purple Ranger didn't actually have anyone inside it. It was a spirit.
Okay, so was... talking about the gay-ass Power Rangers, so...
I love the Power Rangers. I'll fucking kill you, huh?
I remember before the Power Rangers, remember the Beetle guys were in the...
Beetleborgs.
That shit's on Netflix. And do else on Netflix? VR Troopers.
Oh,
VR
love
Troopers.
I saw that, and I ran down, so I was like, your mom, guess what's on Netflix? And so it wasn't VR Troopers. So like,
you know what I haven't seen yet? The Super Troopers.
Super Troopers? Oh, Super Troopers! Super Troopers.
Oh, wait, not Super Troopers. I've seen Super Troopers.
What's the one with
Neil Patrick Harris where he kills the alien bugs?
What? I don't know, but I want to see it.
Evolution?
Is it Space...
Space Troopers?
Space Jam?
Neil Patrick Harris. It's really good.
I know what you mean. Jared,
motherfucker.
No, guys,
I was drinking and then Jared just comes with a fucking Space Jam and he fucking died.
It's Starship Troopers.
Starship Troopers, there we go. I haven't seen Starship Troopers.
So just to clarify, it's not Space Jam.
I don't know, it might be Space Jam.
Me and Chris. And
is Michael Jordan
Neil Patrick Harris is that really tall black dude, the best basketball player?
It was Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson.
What is so magic about
he gave AIDS to all the Looney Tunes?
Yeah.
Do they call him Magic Johnson because the AIDS just won't kill him?
Yeah.
Oh, what's his real name?
His real name is Illuminati.
Oh god, I got a story about fake names. Me and my uncle James, my uncle James is a legend. We're watching Enter the Dragon, you know, the Bruce Lee story.
Yeah.
And we turned it on just at the bit where Bruce Lee's dad hands him a fake birth certificate and says, we changed your name to Bruce, so it sounds more American. And I said, I wonder what Bruce Lee's real name was. And without skipping a heartbeat, my old James turned to me and went, Henry Winklebottom. He didn't even think about it.
I think it's Gucci.
It's just fucking Henry Winklebottom, but me and him sat and laughed for like 20 minutes about the thought that Bruce Lee's real name maybe Henry Winklebottom. Right.
But before we go here, last week, me and Selby were talking about something last week.
Definitely Rook Jumper. That's his real name.
Well done, Ty.
Yeah. It is. So, me and Selby were talking. Oh, goddamn, 2 seconds. Everyone's going crazy.
Alright, anyway. Selby, what were you supposed to talk about last week?
America.
I was actually. I think it's Chris is talking about the time that me and him were like. Unintentionally, like the worst.
Oh, yeah, we're like the biggest dicks in like history. So, we were coming back from Dragon Slayers, and our tradition is we stop off and we buy stuff.
How many dragons did you slay?
Like 12.
Five.
So,
five.
We stopped
what
off.
What type of dragons were they? Were they like whale?
They were like fucking.
Norwegian Thornbacks?
Yeah, I forgot the name, but yeah.
Norwegian Thornbacks?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me get my Dragonology book.
I have the Dragonology book too.
Shut up. Anyway.
I do too. I love Dragonology.
We were coming back.
I don't know why it's a kid's book.
Here, Ty.
Yes.
Awesome.
Right. Shut the fuck up.
That's a bit rude. But anyway, we were coming back from Dragon Slayers. Oh, sorry to listen, we stop off at Centro and we buy some Tim Horton donuts. Shout out to Timmy's. Yeah. So we got those and we realised, yo, we really need a fucking drink right now. So we got down to the little Tesco's. You know, the one that, we bought sushi from that time.
But this is Kenny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we were going now, but we passed, like, this homeless guy. And he was like, got any change? We were like, nah. And then, like, you know, that's fine. But then he said, God bless, so we felt bad. I'm like, shit, we're dicks.
But what makes it worse is, let me tell this part.
Okay.
We had spent the previous fucking 10 minutes walking from the donut place to the Tesco's.
Scrapping chains.
Counting out all our spur chains. Like we had enough
money. Like, shit.
But
we had like 47p between us.
But
this is why I call you scumbag Chris.
No, it gets worse.
It was made up of like 2p's and 5p's and 10p. And it was like the lowest amount.
There was
120p and there's like 5p, 2p, 1p. So we had like 47p, and we went into Tesco's and got 17p
lemonade,
and then we just fucking left the rest of the change in the little bucket in Tesco. Like, not the charity bucket, we left it in the thing with the change because at the bottom, we're like, I'll just fucking leave it there.
You guys are terrible.
Sorry, guys.
I routinely, I always give homeless people like 20 bucks. I remember this one time I was driving back, and then I went to the gas station, and these two homeless guys are sitting on the ground. I gave 50 bucks. I'm like, here you guys go. Get a shit ton of cigarettes. And they're like, you knew exactly what I wanted. I was like, yeah, that's my homeless nigga.
Fucking. It's like when Ty was over here, he gives some Jehovah, some Buddhist guy, like, £20.
Yeah, he's probably a Buddhist, dog.
I remember
once. He was taking so much shit from some dude.
No, that was the old guy. I mean, that was his friend.
Oh, yeah, I was like, yo, your friend's taking a lot of shit. Take this money and go help that nigga out.
Pretty much. You know, it's okay because as far as everyone knows, Ty's black, so he's fine.
One time, I was walking through town with a buddy of mine, Campbell. Well, ex-buddy of mine, we don't really hang out.
Ex-buddy?
Ooh. Controversial.
We don't hang out much anymore. But we were walking, and he thought the big issue was free. he took it off the big issue woman and went to walk away. And she chased him down the street.
I remember that.
Okay, right. This is going somewhere. So we probably should bring in some gaming news at one point.
Yeah, no, we still got stories to go.
We can, right, try and just like segue it in as you usually
do. No, fuck it. It's fine. We'll do it live.
Do it
live.
Oh, yeah, me and Chris have been partying. There's a video online of this.
Which everyone's banned of seeing.
Who's trying to rehearse. Like saying something for an advert and he can't do it and he keeps fucking up and he just starts screaming, fuck it, we'll do it live. So me and Chris have been partying it all week.
But anyway, so
speaking of live, it's Xbox Live Free Weekend, guys.
Oh, Ty,
he did it. He fucking did it.
Wow, fucking props to Ty for doing that one. Yes.
You know, it works out well because we've been trying to figure out all week why we keep Ty around, and this is why.
Because
I'm a
clutch. He clutched it. But no.
He clutched it, yeah.
Yeah, so, free weekend.
Surprisingly,
that's it.
I can actually benefit from this because I'm a fucking cheap ass bastard who won't pay for Xbox.
Do you want to know why it's a free weekend, though? I'll tell you exactly why it's a free weekend.
Because
they got show
over
fucking
420!
What?
Oh. It's 420. Chris's mom showed down in the background.
It's 420
every day, bro. Hey, what are you talking about here?
420 tomorrow, my nigga. Light up a blunt and two, man.
No,
we gonna get high as a motherfucker.
My dad hasn't been well, like, all day, so he's just going to bed and I'm being reading away.
You should give him a blunt and be like, take this, feel better, my friend.
Yeah, shed it for
this
Sunday.
This is for Ty.
Okay, since we're on the topic of Xbox with a free weekend,
God, you're just so done business all the time.
I know, but unfortunately one of us has to. You guys can talk.
Are they gonna run 100 Doritos commercials just for people to get munchy food also?
Chris,
I'd imagine so. What?
Opinions on Injustice.
Oh.
Are we getting to that now?
Yeah, do that now.
It's the only way.
Also, one of you guys can actually talk a shitload about, so might as well.
Oh,
Jared, so, just sit here and be quiet.
So today, Injustice came out for the European market. And
I played it for a couple days. I was ranked 154 out of the hundreds of thousands of people playing Injustice. So, yes, I know. Everybody give me a praise already. Thank you.
I know this isn't as impressive, but for a while, I was in the top 100 players in the world in Transformers 3.
You're right. That totally isn't impressive at all.
On my old account, I was number one in the world for Monday Night Combat.
I believe it.
And then I didn't play for like 2 days because we went to your caravan and then came back and I was like 5,000. I was like, oh, I'm never getting that back.
But we went into the ocean in our underwear, so it was awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty gay.
Alright, yeah. So, Chris.
Yeah.
How are you finding Injustice?
Well, I've only really been able to sit down with one character and finger move
and
for
one
a while.
Character! That is... I can't even describe how much of a douchebag, flamboyant, motherfucking robot talking pussy ass motherfucking dick eating piece of shit character that he's playing. Deathstroke is a dick.
So yeah, I picked up Deathstroke because he looked pretty cool. So I sat in practice mode for
that's
like.
That's the worst part about him is everybody is playing him because he looks cool. If he was like Hawk Girl or something, it would be a totally different story. But since he looks badass. He's so overpowered, and he's a total cunt. All three of those
dropping C bombs, wow.
Together makes a horrible play rank matches against a desert.
He's so angry about him.
Yeah. Well, as I'm saying, I haven't really got time to really pick up any other characters because I was in training mode, messing about with Deathstroke, and then Ty wanted me to come play him, so I haven't really got a chance to try anyone else yet.
Okay, but example
for
of
for the
how
next podcast, I'm going to like try and go through the roster a bit and try and sort of flush out a few things.
I am ranked 150 in the world, and he beat my ass with Deathstroke. That's how overpowered this fucking
yeah,
character.
Okay, wait, before, maybe you before, just before no, 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 shh, shh, shh.
Okay,
before,
then,
no, wait, shut up, shut up.
Right.
I'll explain where this is coming from. So, Ty's main characters would be Raven, Raven and Solomon Gundy, which, when he uses them, he pushes my shit in. Okay? Completely pushes that back up now. It's now coming back out. But, when he was going random and just picking different characters, yeah, I was beating him because he didn't know the characters. So, that would be why.
I kind of do know Harley Quinn.
Yeah, you kind of do know Harley Quinn. That's fine. But you don't mean her. Therefore, it makes sense.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So, guys. So
I like him. I like him.
Compared to the last fighting game that came from Ed Boon and the people at NetherRealm Studios, Mortal Kombat. How does it compare to Mortal Kombat?
I think it's a huge step up from the game.
You think it's a step up?
I think it's a huge step up.
It's the one thing that's amazing is there's no more round system.
Yeah, players like we talked about this, players like
so it's much
Darkstalkers and Final Fatal Fury, whatever the fuck, players like those. So it's just a bit more fluent. No, it is a bit depressing, though, because like, you kick the shit at someone and then you just get back up on the knees. It's like, you know.
Yeah, like the whole, my favorite thing about MK, as with a lot of people, is like the whole gore aspect of the fighting game. It's like, MK has ridiculous gore, but going from MK to what feels like a sequel feels really, really weird.
Oh, no, there's actually a lot of gore with Catwoman.
Yeah, like, depending on the character you
like,
pick.
Blood splurts and everything, it's pretty badass, not gonna lie.
Like, they still kept the battle damage, which is a really nice touch, like, so actively as you're going, you know, shit does get fucked up. So that's quite a nice touch they kept in. Overall, it's a pretty damn good game. Like, I'm really enjoying it. Like, like I said, once I have time to sit down in the lab with it and really get down to learning people and stuff, I'll be able to talk about it a little bit more, but I've only clocked about an hour and a half worth of gameplay.
I think when they announced the first DLC character, it's, what do you call him? Lobo?
Yeah, Lobo.
I haven't really heard anything else. I've no idea.
Lobo's a Superman villain.
Oh.
He's supposed to be a satire of how extreme, like, people make, like, random heroes and villains as, you know, like, ridiculous some, like, heroes are, and, like, for example, like, Marvel, like some, like Wolverine, and some, like, crazy ass heroes that are, like, invincible pretty much. Lobo's supposed to be
like
satire.
Superman?
Well, Superman's, like, it's different, cause Wolverine is literally invincible.
No, he's not.
Cause he has that in skeleton that's crazy, and he puts claws out of his fucking hands, and his costume's bright yellow and blue. So, Lobo's supposed to be a satire of that character, like, this guy has a gutting hook, and chains all around his, like, right arm, and that's his main weapon that he uses, and he has a space bike that's, like a metal, like, he's supposed to be, like, a hardcore rocker-looking kind of guy. He looks like a guy from Kiss.
Yeah, he's pretty, I think he's based around Gene Simmons.
Yeah, he looks like a guy from Kiss.
Yeah,
he's pretty.
Tongue.
And yeah, it's pretty crazy. He looks pretty badass. But I didn't want him. What I wanted to have for DLC characters was I wanted Wonder Twins. I also wanted the whole Teen Titans roster. I wanted Beast Boy and
Starfire
to be added too.
I gotta say, if you're gonna have a Superman villain, why not General Zod or Doomsday?
Doomsday's in the game.
Hey, Doomsday's in this game.
Oh, okay. Well, why not General Zod?
I don't know. I don't know who these people are.
General Zod is basically like it's Superman's one of his greatest.
I think
greatest
two,
villains.
They have two Superman villains, right? Yeah, so.
It's Bizarro, isn't it?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, they don't want to like.
They don't oversaturate it.
Yeah.
They try to even it out. Like Shazam has his main villain, Black Adam. Green Lantern has Sinestro. Batman has Bane and the Joker, Harley Quinn, and Solomon Grundy. But Solomon Grundy's also a Green Lantern villain.
Yeah. I like Solomon Grundy. I like the whole story behind his creation.
Yeah, I love how he's based on a nursery rhyme.
Yeah.
Born on a Monday, christened on Tuesday, married on a Wednesday, got ill on Thursday, grew worse on a Friday, died on a Saturday, and buried on a Sunday. That was the nursery rhyme Solomon Grundy was based
on. That
is
the story of Solomon Grundy, and he woke up and that was all he could remember and say.
And all he could remember was that he was born on a Monday.
He has one of the most interesting backstories of. I mean, I don't like DC, but he has one of the most interesting villain backstories I've ever came across.
Yeah, he was like a financial tycoon.
Yeah.
And then he was thrown into the swamp. I forgot what swamp it was called.
Me too.
And then so he rose out of the swamp, and Solomon Grundy can't die. And every time he awakens from the swamp, he's a little bit different. Like,
and stronger.
The first time, he was just like a crazy psycho, and then when he got resummoned, he was like a hyper-intelligent, and then he'll like die again and be psycho again without any intelligence at all. He's a pretty bald, diggity character.
He's got kind of a doomsday aspect about him and that every time he comes back, he's like slightly stronger than he was before as well.
Yeah, there's a lot more Batman villains than anything else. Like, Wonder Woman has her villain, Ares. I don't know Killer Frost is kind of new to me, I don't know.
I think that's Raven, I'm not too sure.
I think the increase in Batman villains would just be due to the popularization of the character recently.
Yeah.
What with all the movies and the Arkham Asylum games and all that, people know a lot.
Plus the Origin story game coming out soon as well.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Who's Dead Strokes?
You can argue Cyborg and Raven, because it's Slade, so.
Okay.
But something I want to talk about real quick. The other day in college, sorry, my foot's fucked, I was inadvertently an absolute dickhead to someone.
What do you mean?
Well, I support the Raiders, which, you know. So I was going up, I had to go get some cardboard or whatever the fuck it was, and I went into one of the other classrooms and there was a guy who was wearing a Raiders hoodie. So I asked for the cardboard and I was like, yo, so how you think you're going to do next season, blah blah blah, all the trades and what to do last season and stuff, and was generally shooting shit. And this was like in front of his class, because I thought, well, maybe he'd know. And he was like, what? And I was like, the Raiders? He's like, I don't even, like, the Oakland Raiders, you're in. He's like, oh, I don't even know what sport they play. And I was like, well, I mean.
I don't think that makes you a dick. I think you're over exaggerating.
I felt bad, though.
Felt bad, but, oh. Anyway.
In my defense, right?
Can we, like, finish off?
Hang on. In my defense, so, don't buy shit that you don't know what it is. That's it. That's it.
Okay. No one cares anymore. All right. So now that we're talking about Injustice again, let's talk about the overpowered characters and the underpowered characters.
Well, can I ask one question? Least played.
Yes, questions. I take questions.
Is Bizarro available as a Superman skin?
No, but there's a chance there'll be in future.
But Superman does have an evil skin where he turns into a douchebag. Because of the story. No spoilers. Superman's a douchebag. Everyone knows. This is based on the Injustice comics.
And Joe was unhappy. You could say he's angry.
Angry Joe.
I'll just be enough power.
I don't like Superman. As a superhero, he's overpowered.
He's pretty cool.
No, he's too powerful. I've always said, if Superman would hire a temp that he could fly around to move Kryptonite away, he would be indestructible. Like, he just gotta pay some little out-of-work youth.
The youths. And
I just fly around with him in his arm, and then when he sits down, just go, would you move that green glowing rock, and the temple will go, yeah. And then you walk away with it, and then Superman just laser things.
Alright, so I'm gonna list off the underpowered characters for this game. The characters that I see nobody play as. Hawkgirl would be one of them. First of all, I think Hawkgirl's underplayed just because she's Hawkgirl. She's nothing special. It's Hawkgirl. Second of all, she looks really awkward when she swings, her melee looks weird. It looks like, it's not, you know when you look at a character like, wow, that person just doesn't look like they know how to handle their weapon, they look really weird. That would be Hawkgirl. And she just doesn't have anything, her special is that she flies in the air, but she can't even hit anything in the air except with the throwing her mace down. And she's just underplayed. Another underpowered character I think would be Shazam. Shazam's awesome, people play him, but he just isn't, like, efficient, it looks like. But he's pretty good, but he's alright. Cyborg also, for being Cyborg, having awesome abilities and stuff, he has no range, really, that are really good, noteworthy, and he's meh. Meh. Another one's Flash, he just isn't fast, which is weird, unless you pull off a cool combo. But he's not really that underpowered. And, Killer Frost's B charge takes way too long. And I think that's all the underpowered characters to me.
Sure. It'll be interesting to actually like do a proper review of the characters. When we get you'll get a tier list eventually soon enough.
Yeah. Once I actually get into playing the game properly.
Overpowered characters.
Here it goes.
Generally though, since And you've been playing Injustice. What's your hoe rating?
Oh?
Hoe rate for Injustice is definitely a 27.
Oh.
Oh.
7 hoes. That, Chris, would you agree?
That high.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I was having a bev. Like I said,
don't
I've only...
never said that again.
Like I said, I've only clocked about an hour and a half worth of gameplay, but so far I'm really enjoying it. So yeah, I'll agree with the 27.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, overpowered characters.
Here it comes.
I'm definitely going to have to start off with the Deathstroke.
Titles are like Deathstroke, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, first of all...
You've already went over Deathstroke.
No, I haven't gone over him completely.
He's got this.
His close quarters combat is
sick, is what it is.
All he has to do is click A 100 times and in different directions. Because all his attacks are in the air, so your ground attacks don't do anything, and you can't even get close to him. His overheads, he constantly knocks you down, and they're really fast. A main complaint for Deathstroke, all his abilities are way too fast.
His overhead is really fucking fast.
For example, his ranged capabilities, which is the spam part about him, which everyone does in multiplayer, you can't even get up close to him. Because he has... What he does is he has his two revolvers. Well, they're not revolvers, like Desert Eagles or some shit. But he can constantly knock it down. They knock it down every time they hit you. And his machine gun, you can just pull it back, pull it out way too quick, and they do way too much damage for each hit.
I like to pull it out way too quick.
And it's ridiculous. He constantly spams. He's a horrible spammer.
And also,
he definitely needs a patch. And the second character that's extremely overpowered, Sinestro.
Can I talk about Deathstroke for a second?
Fine, go for it, pussy.
His name sounds like a euphemism for Danger Wank. Just saying. You know, I'm waiting for a Deathstroke.
Okay, so Sinestro is...
I was
really
getting that in there. I didn't care. I thought of that and I was getting it into the fucking podcast.
I didn't know what to say that, so I can be quiet.
Okay. Fuck you.
So, Sinestro is really overpowered because he has this ability where he can send meteors down and it constantly knocks you down and you can't even get close to him because he can seriously spam this meteor constantly. And then if you get close to him, he'll put this stun on you, run away, and then spam more meteors at you. I did this example to Chris and
Like, Deathstroke has a pretty good mobility when he's knocked down, because he can get up with his quarter circle A and spin out of danger, instead of shut up for 2 seconds. He can, quarter circle A and spin out off a knockdown, but the meteors come down so fast and so rapid that even when you're spinning out, you're going to get counter hit and just knock back down again, and even if he manages to get out, he can just grab you with the weird chain grab he does.
Yeah, the
same. And then you start meeting you again. It's actually crazy. Like, Ty only shared to me basics, but people here would just practice that.
And it was my second time playing him, and I destroyed him.
Yeah.
Second time playing Sinestro. That's how easy he is.
Like, if I was actually playing spammy Deathstroke, maybe I would have did some more damage, but, the only way I could really get out of that trap was to use my finisher.
Yeah, his ultimate. After he charged it up, after I hit him with so many meteors.
Yeah.
The second overpowered character will be Aquaman. First of all, because he has his ranged capability, because he could send trident from underneath you and throw a trident. And the thing that's really overpowered about it is that the trident where he puts under you is extremely spammable, which it does good damage, but the most overpowered part is after he does that, he can throw his trident, and it seriously does 20% damage a hit. And it hurts so bad, and it's ridiculous. And you can't even get close to an Aquaman, because his reach for his auto attack is twice as long as most of the heroes and villains in this game. He can hit you from so far away, and you can't even get close to him. I can only beat him with Raven when I stun lock him in the air. That's the only time I could actually beat an Aquaman is with Raven. He's extremely, extremely, extremely overpowered with his melee and ranged. He chunks you way too much, and it's too much reach. Just way too much reach. Way too much reach. And I think that covers
Aquaman
pretty much...
Aquaman got out with people bitching about him.
Yeah.
All the time.
He is extremely obnoxious character to play against. And I think those are the most overpowered characters. Plus, Joker's a cunt because he completely knocks you down with every attack. But he's not that overpowered. But Aquaman, Sinestro, and Deathstroke really need a patch. Because they are ridiculous.
Yeah, so I was looking at the... See, one really good thing about this game is that if you press start menu and you look at your move list, it gives you all the frame data for everything you do. So it gives you your active frames, your startup frames, all that kind of stuff, which is a really good thing. So I was looking over that because that's something I actually do pay attention to when I play these kind of games. And Deathstroke's frame data is insanely good. It's everything's so fast. Like, there's nothing really that's unsafe on block. Like, I mean, the only thing that's really unsafe on block is this Tatsu A, which, if blocked, you sort of go into a slight stun state, so anything can be comboing after that. So that's one.
What is the Tatsu?
Back quarter circle.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, and also, Wonder Woman needs an update with her shield. When she throws her shield, it does way too much damage when you're blocking.
Yeah, like,
it does like
I said, 75%
of his damage.
I've only been playing like for like an hour and a half, and with only one character, so like I need to get more into this myself before I can give adequate
and
stuff.
And Superman's a little OP too.
The frame data stuff is so useful, and it's something that all fighting games should really start doing from this point onward, because trying to find frame data sometimes is actually quite hard to come by.
Is there an explanation given in game, like in the campaign even, for why superheroes like the Flash don't have a chance against like Superman?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's cause they do, they have, they're, like, Flash's ability, it's not really super speed, he could extremely, like, he vibrates his body. That's what Flash does, is he vibrates.
Oh yeah, he can vibrate his atoms so fast that things go through.
Yeah, so what Flash does, that's like, that could be like Superman, Green Arrow, that stuff, is he'll vibrate his body to their opponent's frequency so he can avoid their attacks much faster.
No, but like, I mean, that's like, how... but like, in reality, if Superman punched the Flash, he would destroy him. Is there a reason given for why they can go toe-to-toe? Like, not just the Superman and Flash, but like any other mismatches like that where one is ridiculously overpowering the other one. Like the Green Lantern versus the Joker.
Like, in the campaign, it takes multiple heroes to take down Superman.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, that's cool.
But we're not going to talk about that too much, so just so we're not...
No, I was just wondering if they actually dealt with it, because I know in Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe, they just chose to ignore it.
Yeah, no, that's a thing of being upset with. So.
They can fight against each other because fuck you, that's why.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, that sort of thing. I wanted to know if they actually addressed it. Okay, so it's different in the cutscenes. That's all I wanted to know.
Yeah, that's pretty good coverage of early Injustice, but we'll go over it again in the next one when you've got a bit more play on it.
Yeah, like I need to read again to it. So.
And plus some of the characters are master strategists, like Green Arrow and Deathstroke, even though they don't have any superpowers, just like Batman too, is they're master strategists.
Well, Batman did beat Superman though. There's a whole comic there.
Yeah, because he's a master strategist. So is Green Arrow and Deathstroke. They're all master strategists.
I tell you who's not a master strategist. Fucking dickhead on Twitch TV.
Oh, that was so funny.
Oh, that guy. Oh my god.
Like, for anybody Gary, that
do
doesn't.
Yeah, sure.
He's so excited.
For anybody who didn't see it or didn't hear about it, there was a guy on Twitch TV who was banned for reportedly scamming people out of money for faking a disability, which he did. He definitely did. As much as he says he didn't, he definitely did. Because it's plain and simple. There's videos of it on YouTube. Basically, the guy claimed he was in a wheelchair. So the video starts, he wheels in his wheelchair, then he goes to do his Twitch broadcast. So he does it, and at the end of the broadcast, the fucking retard gets up out of the wheelchair and walks out of the fucking scene.
did you hear
his girlfriend tries so hard to try and like cover it up?
Yeah, his girlfriend tries to
cover it.
No.
What? No, his what cover, was his cover story?
His cover story was that the dog knocked a bowl of water over and he forgot that he couldn't walk. And so he stood up, but then he remembered he couldn't walk and fell over off screen, which would be a fair enough story if you couldn't see his reflection walking around in the fish tank. And the thing is,
People are so bad at that, like, fuck, sit the fuck down.
He took donations on Twitch as well, claiming to be disabled, towards...
Yeah.
Like a new wheelchair and moving into a wheelchair friendly house and being closer to his girlfriend. That's why he claimed to get donations, which is why he ripped people off. He got the money under false pretenses.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Twitch TV has since closed his account.
And
his girlfriend's account was closed too, because she knew and helped him.
Yeah.
So she did. And that's a shitty thing to do.
I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
Oh, it's completely
it is illegal.
Illegal.
It is illegal.
His girlfriend claims that he's been in physical rehabilitation that he can start walking now.
Oh, that's fucking worked out well, didn't it?
That's convenient.
I have two family members who legitimately had to be in a wheelchair, and I just find it incredibly offensive.
Oh, it is. You know,
I've been in a wheelchair at one point, like when I was a kid at one point, just not being able to like physically use my legs, literally because of anesthetic, and it's
you're
not
supposed
to. News to me.
Well, my Uncle Sam has one leg and foot. And he's one leg and no foot on the other leg. And my Uncle Jason has no legs. I've got fucking two uncles and not one of them has a leg to stand on.
What the fuck happened to him?
What one? The one with no legs or the one with one leg?
Both. So both. Just go for it.
Well, my Uncle Jason, he was told if he didn't stop smoking that he would develop a blood clot in his legs and he would have to lose him. And he was kind of like, please, I'm too badass for that. But he wasn't badass enough to keep his legs. So they took him.
Okay, so yeah, don't smoke, kids.
Yeah, don't smoke. That's the message we're trying to get across here. You will lose your legs. I'm not sure if he had to lose them or if his doctors just didn't fuck around.
they warned him and he didn't listen. It's like, do what? Fuck you, calling a bluff.
We are not fixing you.
Like,
you didn't listen
to
us.
It's just like, shit, he called a bluff.
Or we're taking your legs. And he called the bluff, so they had to take his legs.
It's true.
Although what's funny is he can walk.
Yeah.
But the one with one leg can't. Because Jason can wear two prosthetic legs and I love to like see him in the street if I'm with my friends. I'll be like, here mate, here. See that man over? He has no legs.
Why fuck Jason only was missing one leg and he was missing two?
No, Jason's missing both.
Well, he pulls it off really well then.
He's always arsing about.
Oh my god.
You're so fucking
it's okay, he's allowed, it's fine, he's allowed.
Tell me that's so fucking bad, like my joke.
He's allowed though, it's okay.
I really hope he watches this podcast.
Yeah. What's his tag? How's he gonna watch it?
We're not recording HD.
Are we still on that one time we're gonna watch the podcast?
He'll learn eventually.
You know, it was great. We went to Alton Towers.
Just comment and subscribe after you watch, okay?
We went to Alton Towers, and because he like had no legs and was in the wheelchair, we went because it was a really steep hill. He wears prosthetic legs and he doesn't actually have an ankle, so he can't go up and down hills, which is kind of funny. If you suddenly go on the hill, he just starts to tip over.
Yo, that's fucking hilarious.
Guy for Sam.
We were in Alton Towers and he's in the wheelchair. We were old
Still going.
Old Tars, he's in the wheelchair. And they give us passes so that because we were his family, like me, my sister's fiance, and my cousin, we were his curs for the day, so we all got passes to go to the front of like all the lanes. And I was like, Jason, you losing your legs, the best thing that ever happened to this family.
Alright, get on the straight way.
I got a story. We got to the front of one of the lanes, like he sat in the wheelchair, and we pushed him past like 300 people easy in a lane to get on the Nemesis Inferno, and we just walked past all these people up the side in the like disabled lane, and we got to the front, and he's sitting in the wheelchair obviously, and all of a sudden the guy's like, you're you four, come on, and Jason stands up out of the wheelchair and sort of does a little jig over towards the front of the lane. He sort of dances his way over, and the guy, like one of the guys in front of the lane, got really angry. Some dude that was like waiting for ages and ages got so angry, and he jumped over the turnstile and come up with like, that's fucking town, you pretend to be in a wheelchair. I go, Amma, and Jason sat down and took both his legs off and threw them at him.
Okay, that's the greatest thing I've ever
heard. And I've never seen a man change his tone so quickly in my life.
Alright, yeah, that was worth those resources. Alright, Chris, what? Before Sam breaks me.
My Uncle Jason is awesome.
He's pretty cool.
Before he breaks us again with another story. Right.
See what he drinks, he gets fucking
mixed. Oh, Sally! Like... No, no more. You're so fucking... Alright.
I love him.
Chris, you probably should jump onto some Xbox related news.
Yes, you can't jump. Jared, you sick bastard.
Chris, what?
Here, you don't need me to talk, go ahead, Jared, it's all you.
Jared, you about this.
I got shit.
Alright.
Fuck you, zombie.
You know what's amazing?
Shut the fuck up and remove you from the Skype call.
Okay, I'll be good. I'll be good.
Alright, in other news, chill. The first piece.
Is it Robert Sam?
Okay.
Gears of War DLC was announced. It comes with four maps. The first one of the season pass, Chris.
Oh yeah, the season pass, which I bought and I'm going to download them anyway.
Even though you don't have
Gears. I do have the game scheduled in.
Alright, the first DLC is called Call to Arms DLC Pack. It brings three new maps and a new game mode. For some fucked up reason, it's 1,000 Microsoft points. I can't see that justified.
No. I mean, the game undersold for a reason. Like, it's bad. I mean, terrible. They're trying to make the money back by microtransactioning everything off. I say microtransactions. Well, the game does have microtransactions, but they're overcharging for DLC because they fucked themselves with a really bad game.
Yep.
I mean, there's no amount of DLC that can really make up for this game, in my opinion. It's sad.
No.
Yeah, they're charging for a game mode as well. I can't remember the last thing that actually charged for a game mode.
Buy a game mode? Are you serious?
It's a part of the DLC, yeah.
So wait, if you don't buy that DLC, you don't get the game mode?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I guess the closest thing to that would be Halo 3. You couldn't play certain matchmaking lobbies because you didn't have DLC. That'd be about it.
It brings a gun game, essentially, the free-for-all.
Oh, that's actually pretty cool.
It's pretty cool, but it's still fucking... Why would you have to pay for this?
Well, I traded the game in because it's just... It wasn't good at all.
It's balls. I mean, like, then relating to the other Gears of War, the other piece of Gears news we had, like, Gears of War 3 sold 2 million copies in the first month.
Like, you saw that lagging NYC and everything, and, like, when you waited from 6 p.m. for that game as well, much to your protest, but I did not give a fuck.
I was alright, I had Fig Rolls. But yeah, the game still had the game money.
Fig Rolls
Gears
and Flapjacks.
Judgment only
played Ice Spy for 6 hours straight.
Yeah, that was good. Gears of War Judgment only sold, like, what was it, 425,000 in the first month, compared to 2 million from the previous game.
Oh, dude, do you remember that old fucking bitch who came up just when we were waiting? We went to Gears 3, and I brought camping chairs we could sit on, and we brought umbrellas and shit because we knew it was going to rain.
Yeah.
Right, so we were sitting there, and Game came out and gave Jared a free umbrella because they knew it was going to rain, which is pretty chill. But
really? Yeah,
this woman walks by, and she's like, "What are you waiting for?" And we're like, "Gears of War 3." Like, "What?" So I was like, "It's a game." It's like, "No sympathy. If it was a concert or a show, I'd have sympathy, but not for a video game." And walks off, and I was like, "I don't give a fuck."
It's like,
am I asking for sympathy? Yeah, fuck.
I swear to God, like, if they ever do make Gears of War 4 or any other, like, prequel or any other Gears of War game, they need to sort the shit out. Like, Gears of War's always been a team game. What the fuck happened?
Oh, it doesn't feel like a team game.
It doesn't, like,
it was People Can Fly's first attempt at a Gears game. So
I have a feeling these guys are going to sue us so hard because we do nothing but slander.
Do you want to face some high listener podcast? Then, sweet.
I mean, man, there's no Cliffy B, so it's not the same.
Well, Clifford.
We'll get Cliffy B on our side, it'll be okay.
Cliffy B is on Cliffy B's side, that's why Cliffy B rose, he's dead.
Oh, see, he went through shaving his head?
Yeah,
he still looks balling.
God.
He did that for a charity, so.
Still,
and he raised, money, so.
Guys, I just played a game of freaking Injustice, and I sent the guy GG because it was a really close game, and he texted me back, "What?" He doesn't know what GG means.
Just reply, "You're dead" to me.
Yeah, do that.
How are you playing Injustice while we're recording the podcast?
Nice. I would do the same, but I use my stick, and I'm pretty sure we just pick up like a bitch.
Yeah,
Chris, I don't think you have the focus to do two things at once.
I mean, I wouldn't put it up to me either. Like,
you're like a budgie.
Sorry, what was it going to play? What?
That's exactly what it is. Like a budgie.
Right, okay, do you know what? Okay, we're 40 minutes in. And just so we can hide it in the middle of the podcast again so people actually listen to the whole thing, time for the giveaway.
Alright, giveaway. Oh, I see what you did there, right.
See, because to qualify for a listen, they have to listen to at least, I think, 45% of the podcast.
Alright, so that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Alright,
so. Keep talking for like another half hour after this.
Our giveaway, just to make sure nobody else has entered in the space that I last checked.
No, I mean, cutoff was today. I guess.
Yeah, but still the same entries. Right, so we have eight entries. Eight
cut off time.
We have eight entries. I don't know, it was just like whenever.
Jared said so.
Cut off time. When Chris can be fucked.
Cut off time is.
No.
No.
23:52.
Have you put your end at 23:53? Fuck you.
I'll check. I'll check.
Right. Our winner for our Magicka giveaway. Alright, just to be clear, the way we're going to work this is Ty has the code and Ty will gift you the copy of Magicka on Steam.
So we will by Monday.
I'll private message you on Twitter.
You have to follow you to private message them.
Yeah. But you don't. I worked it out how to do it. Oh. Anyway, I will message you on Twitter requesting your Steam name and I will forward it to Ty who will then send you your copy of Magicka. Right, so our winner is.
Drumroll.
That's good cunt out of me.
You'll be in drums. Go.
The Hill Thrill.
The Hill Thrill is at the Hill Thrill.
That's a thrilling name.
Okay, so the winner is at Brian Hill Thrill.
No joke, actually looks like somebody that just signed up for this competition.
I think it is.
Alright, there's Steam usernames are actually there, so.
Oh, sweet.
I actually stand up. That works. This guy is on the ball.
Sweet.
Yeah, this guy knows his shit.
Okay, yeah. So, well done to the Hill Thrill.
Alright, Ty, what do you need to actually send that?
I just need a Steam name.
Okay, well, send it to him after this is done.
Okay.
That's going to be the last of our giveaways for a while, but we'll maybe do another one.
The next one will be done through the Facebook page.
Yes, thank you, Selby. So we noticed that after a while with hashtagging, Selby, you're too late.
No,
motherfucker just hashtagged the fucking answer. Oh, by the way, the answer was Vietnam. But anyway, so we realized that the hashtagging after a while it stopped. It only goes back so far. So if you were too late or you were
back in Nam, we didn't use hashtags.
Nam was hell, right? I was in Nam, okay. I was in Nam. I came home expecting parades, women everywhere. Nah, just called me a baby burning through rocks at me.
Chris, you went to Vietnam on holiday and burnt babies.
Well, I mean,
back in Nam, when we hashtag people, we cut their stomachs open and cover our bodies and intestines.
I'm fucking myself up here. Anyway, so
you guys had the worst summer vacation.
I mean, it wasn't the greatest, but if,
back in Nam, we never had
God
vacation.
God damn it, Ty!
We had to tread through waters, get gangrene, and almost die every single fucking day.
But them gangs are fucking going
right.
Yeah, gangrene, gang red.
Bunch of fuck up 2 seconds here or what?
No.
Right.
No.
Nope. So we realized that if you hashtag after a while, it only goes back so far. So we actually lost a couple of entrants that we did archive them before then. So
ooh, I like archives.
Yeah, you're weird. So what we've done? Back in Nam, we've done.
Okay. Shut the fuck up.
What? Don't what? Can I mute these motherfuckers? Or is that going to be too for me?
I'll be quiet.
Right. So I made a Facebook page today, It is just facebook.com/BDB podcast with a capital B and a capital P. So, just search that shit. The picture is the picture we use for our podcast. So, yeah. Any further competitions will be done now.
We'll all tweet a link as well later.
Yeah. Dog's doing it. Fuck it. A live tweet. Live tweet.
Oh, he's live tweeting. Well, it won't be live by the time people are listening to this.
It's live for me.
Oh, that's
okay. What isn't, Ferris?
It's always live for you. That's existence. that's how living works.
I mean. Ah, I forgot to hashtag it. Fuck it.
See what I read the other day that I found interesting? Is that there's an extremely good chance that we're all just a computer simulation.
Don't lie then to you, idiot.
No, really, there is. Because every civilization will eventually get to the point where they can create a virtual simulation inside a computer.
Mm-hmm.
But then that virtual simulation will eventually get to the point where it can make a virtual simulation, and then that will blah, blah, and it goes on and on and on. So that means that there is, like, an infinite number of these virtual universes being created by the virtual virtual civilizations. Mm. So there's a substantially higher chance that we're just a virtual reality than there is of us being the only one true reality.
Is that right,
Back in Nam, my only reality was getting shot at every day.
It was hell.
But It's interesting, but ultimately it makes no difference because we still exist.
True that.
But it's just, you know, I just thought it was cool. That it's a game podcast.
This is a conversation we save for 420.
Yeah, 420. By the way, it is 420 in, what, 3 minutes? Yeah, 3 minutes. 2 minutes, whatever. I don't give a fuck. But
spark it up, everybody.
I think it's cool that it's a game podcast and we may all be living out one big, huge video game.
Okay. Alright.
Oh, here comes Jared, fucking King Dick, fucking stick to the schedule.
Thank you. Alright, Chrissy, we'll stick to our last bit of Microsoft related crap. Then you can hit up our remake news.
Ooh. Spoiler, ooh. Zelda.
Spoiler, yeah. Alright, so.
That's not a spoiler, that's all the input.
Briefly, 343 are messing with the weapon balances and Halo. The only thing they're changing so far is just weapons, that's it.
That's what weapon balances do.
Deckhead.
That's what I mean.
Sponsor deckhead.
They're not messing with, like, maps or anything, I don't think.
How would you balance a map? By putting a tampon in the middle of it?
By changing spawn points, all that shit.
It has a point tie.
Just saying.
Your mom has a spawn point.
I'm sure she does.
Yeah.
Get it? Because it's a vagina? Oh.
You know, it's funny because it's true.
Yeah,
which is weird for Ty.
I don't even want to go into the changes because they haven't done them yet. If you want to read up on them, check the last Halo bulletin.
Oh, then... yeah. Oh, fucking Halo, right? So, we were all excited by the announcement of the level system coming back, so the 1 to 50. Well, it's bullshit. Okay, if you want to check what rank you are, you have to leave the game, load up Halo Waypoint, and then you can see it there.
Oh, it's not visible for everybody?
Nope, have to go to Waypoint.
Can you still not just access Halo Waypoint from in-game?
No, it makes you leave the game completely.
Oh, they should just let you access it from in-game. Why?
There's an option in-game to launch it. That's about it.
It takes
an age, beyond belief. But... yeah, so that's really stupid because me and Bernard are like, oh, let's go to 50. We're like, here, why isn't it showing us our ranks? And then it's like, what? And then his friend Elliot loaded up Waypoint. Like, oh shit, it tells it here. I was like, that's pretty gay.
Took a lot of restraint at my point to just not scream Elliot there for no reason.
Pisses me off.
Elliot!
Hey, Selby. Selby. Selby!
What?
Just hit it.
Yeah.
Who'd it look like?
I can't remember. Burt Reynolds.
Burt freaking Reynolds, right?
Yeah, Burt Reynolds.
By the way, everyone should go watch Archer, because if you don't, you're a dickhead.
And you won't know who the wee baby Seamus is.
Alright, then quickly, just to throw it out there, the Heroes TV show is possibly being revived.
Me and Selby are quite excited about.
Overused show.
But,
have I seen
did you guys like Heroes?
Yeah. I liked Heroes.
Yeah. I didn't even see one episode.
Guys,
I liked it up until like the first two seasons and I went to shit.
This season 3 was
remember was people constantly saying save the cheerleader, save the world.
But guys, it's going to be brought back, but it'll be like the same universe but all different characters with like the occasional guest starring role.
I don't mind that.
But I heard that it was only going to be broadcast on Xbox.
Yes, that's the deal. It's like a Netflix type deal. It's only going to be broadcast like on Xbox Live. Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
I would watch that. I would watch.
I'm going to watch that.
I'll try it, obviously, but if it's shit,
are they going to use the same Chinese guy and the blonde bitch?
They'll make guest appearances. They'll make it. But I would be happy to see Zachary Quinto back because him being Siler.
Oh, that was a really good part.
Oh, he's one of the best villains. That he could have been a Marvel or a DC villain. He's so good.
Yeah.
Oh, I love him.
Okay.
Just so much. I have a kind of a man crush on Zachary.
Something we actually should have probably brought up at the start of the podcast. We were talking about the free weekend for 420. By the way, everyone, fucking 420, blaze it up!
Not my favorite date, but.
You need to explain this 420 shit with me.
What am I explaining? Go smoke some weed.
I don't get it either, Jared.
I know it's date, I'm not fucking retarded, but was there any specific reason why you keep saying said date?
Because it's 420, go smoke some weed.
Okay.
That's it.
America.
Okay.
Yeah, America.
America,
but anyway, so we should have brought this up at the start of the podcast, and there's a problem with the call. Oh, Selby, Tesco's.
What?
Selby got dropped from the call.
Where?
Right now.
Straight trolling.
I'll call him back. He's busy. What the fuck's he busy doing?
He might need to restart. Anyway,
right.
We'll press on.
It's what he'd want.
We'll just call him a little
bit. Yeah, no, he's back. We're good. We were going to press on because we knew it would be what you wanted.
He's spazzing.
Oh god, he's spazzing. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, so, anyway, at the start of the podcast, we mentioned that's free weekend, and what we should have brought up on top of that was that Live is up by 56% from last year on Xbox Live users.
With 46 million. Which, honestly, I did not expect Xbox Live to 46 million.
That's pretty crazy.
That's a shitload of people.
I mean, you think about how much you play like Xbox, you're never going to bump in half of people. You know?
Yeah, well, true build is that one. Right? I know, but,
did the call just compete just die?
No. Hi, we're still here. Selby's
hi.
Fucking off.
Hi, Lion. Hi, Core. Hi, everybody. Hi, our viewers. Y'all fucking suck.
Viewers, again, with that. One day he'll learn.
Sorry, pussy ass nigga at Lynn at motherfucker man.
Sweet. Anyway. So yeah, 56 million users now on Xbox, so that's, you know.
46 million, 56%.
Oh, whatever, it's just a bunch of kids.
A lot of people.
Yeah, shitloads. It's like,
but yeah, all I heard was 46 dildos and a lot of extremities.
Yeah, sweet, that'll do. So, just wrapping up our news is they are making a 3DS remake of Legend of Zelda.
Alright, that's what I wanted to ask you. Is this the first Zelda game they're
remaking? I believe it is the first one on the SNES. So I forget what the name actually is because I'm an asshole. But it was the first one released on the SNES, I'm pretty sure. But like I said, I could be a complete absolute dickhead about it.
You shouldn't be allowed to forget that because of what's on your neck.
Just because I don't remember things right, don't be taking it out of me. And I haven't really been at a bomb because I've been doing a shitload of work lately. I've only ever saw the one screenshot off it as well, so.
I don't think there is a whole lot more than that.
I'm
back.
Oh, your mic's shit itself, but we're sweet. We're continuing on.
Shut up, my friends.
Oh, I hate
so, yeah, it's Zelda 2. Which, yeah, Zelda 2 is the remake. I'm pretty sure.
Why didn't they just remake the first one?
Don't question me.
Okay, don't hurt me.
No, I mean, like I said, it's not Zelda 2. Sorry, it is Zelda 2 technically. It's a Link to the Past sequel. So it's technically Link to the Past 2.
Isn't like the whole Zelda chronological order mess?
No, it makes sense, guy.
Isn't it, style kind of like the Wind Waker?
Kind of.
It looks, I like the Wind Waker.
It's top down.
I love the Wind Waker. Oh. I thought it was like a port of.
No, it's it's a sequel for Link to the Past.
And Link to the Past, is it what order does it come into the whole story?
I mean, Dominic at the Historian or?
Oh, I really don't. did we tell him a story about the time you tried to go and buy the Hyrule Historian?
Yeah. So we went in the game, and I went up to the guy. And I was like, "You have the Hyrule Historian?" He's like, "What?" I was like, "The Hyrule Historian? What?" Hyrule Historian.
See, because no one would say Ali Ali.
And then Selby just got really mad at this because it was going back and forth for a while and just yelled out the Zelda book.
He just, yeah, the Hyrule Historian. What? The Hyrule Historian? Whatever. The Zelda book! And the guy's like, oh, no, we don't have any of those.
I got it, dude. It's fine.
He did get it. But it was so funny.
Oh, got it.
That, we could bitch about that game employees.
I mean, how long do you have?
I think we could do a whole episode of that.
There's three, in my opinion, there's three types of game employees. There's those ones.
The gangsta ones?
No.
The super
no.
gangsta ones and the ungangsters.
Okay. Yeah.
No, it's just ungangsta.
But to me, there's the ones that really want to help and come up to you as soon as you walk into the shop. And you're just like, nah, can I have some personal space? Please? And they just won't go away. And they're like, do you want to buy this game? And they just follow you around the shop. And I hate those guys.
There's very rarely do you actually get a game employee who is an avid gamer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's one of the types as well. There's the avid gamer who is okay. He knows, you know, you might need help, but if you say no, he'll leave you to it. You can ask him to recommend the game. He will. You know, he knows that the Xbox 360 is superior to the PS3. These are the ones that we like. And there's a third one that just doesn't give a fuck, and she's just working there to pay for her next.
I'll have she because it always is.
Not bad.
I know. It's
do you remember Jared on Tower Class just trolling game?
Was this the time
CBS.
I But yeah, the 3DS, Darren was all like, Darren's told me to go in.
So,
like,
we were doing a game development course, that's where I first met Jared, and our tutor was talking about how the 3DS actually comes with a health and safety warning for kids under certain age.
Under five, I think?
I don't know. So, our entire class of, like, I don't know, like, 20 people, we all went to game, like, as soon as we got break, and we just went, we all just rolled up in the game, like, yo, one bad is for a fucking 6-year-old fucking niece. Is that okay? And then, like, yeah, I was like, fucking Wilbert health and safety. And just got it. It was great.
they did not mention it at all.
They're legally required to.
They actually aren't legally required to, because it says on the box, but they, by the company standards, they should have, or supposed to bring it up.
I remember I went in and I asked for information on Fable 2. And the girl was like, what? I was like, Fable 2? Like, and she searched up and I was like, is there even a Fable 1? I just turned her around and the entire wall was just filled with Lost Chapters PC games. I was like, anyone might be.
I remember.
Might be, you know, just that your wall of products.
You work here, like, I think you would have saw that at some point.
They really just don't hire, they don't hire them based on their,
if you know anything about games, like, they won't give you a job.
They hire you on your retail experience, yeah. That's it.
I think they hire the girls just
because. No, they don't. At GameStop, you should see the people I have to deal with. I had to deal with this one lady that was like 40, didn't know how to speak English, and I'm like, hi, can I get Halo Reach? Like, well, I didn't say it at first like that. I said, hi, can I get Halo Reach? Because I didn't obviously stereotype her the sick, and I saw her, and she was just like, man. And then she started looking it up on the computer. He said, Halo Reach? Halo Reach? And I said, yeah, get Halo Reach. She kept typing in Halo Reach. Halo Reach is what she was typing in the computer. And I'm like, are you being, like, I said, no, it's Halo Reach. Halo, oh, Halo Reach? Halo Reach? No, H, Halo Reach. The fucking 40 copies behind you. It's the day after it comes out.
Huh. Me and my buddy Connor were in, there used to be a game in Castle Court over here. We went in. Yeah, but I was getting into us about GTA 4. This is before it came out. Which, incidentally, I lost a job over that game.
Yeah, you did.
But I'll tell that story.
Did we have tell that story last podcast?
I don't know.
I think we've told that story before. Yeah, no, we have. Okay. We have.
But this is a different story. But I went in to offer information about GTA 4. And I walked in, and there was a girl working behind me. She was the only one in the store. I'm not saying girls don't know about games. I'm just saying this one didn't. And I said, excuse me, do you have any info on the release of GTA 4? And she was like, she just looked at me and went, are you just saying words at me? And I was like, well, yeah, that's how you talk. That's how talking works. And she was like, yeah, but what you're saying doesn't make sense. And what I'm saying makes perfect sense. Do you have any release info on GTA 4? And I was like, what? It's like, Grand Theft Auto 4. Does thou have release information? And she was just like, she got pissy. She was like, look, I really don't understand what you're saying to me. And then I just looked at her and said, you know, I should have known better than to ask you about this, as it is in fact a game and not a toaster.
Got her.
got her, definitely there.
And she got really angry and made us leave the store.
Fact, Selby has established the fact that toasters now know more information about games than game employees.
I mean, did we have to confirm that, or?
Nah, not really. You probably just, you honestly could just go to your toaster and be like,
just go to your toaster and press button. Yo.
Your toaster knows when you want toast when you're.
Belfast, there's just one girl that works there and she's kinda hot, and I honestly believe she was only hired because she's kinda hot and they think that it'll bring
in that's a great reason to hire people.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna argue with that one.
That would be quite a.
Hell, if I was an employer, I'd get the hottest one. You don't even have to know how the fuck to use a computer. You can just be like, you just sit there, you just do you.
Ty is so getting sued for sexual harassment.
Panda.
Do you know you can study sexual harassment in Australia? Because if you're gonna do it right.
Yeah, I suppose.
You can get a degree in it in Australia, like, honestly.
Brilliant.
I think that's a
great thing. So I'll take Jared's rule. Wrap up.
Wrap up. Oh, can I talk about something?
Yeah, of course.
Wrap up? I think that the trade-in values of games are just bomb.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, I traded in 4 games. I traded in, 4 games. I forgot the 4
Thank
games.
Thank you for that, Ty.
I got $80. $80 for 4 games, and they're 4 new games. I was just like, really? Oh, yeah, it was Medal of Honor, which you got $5 for, the new Medal of Honor.
What, recently? Yeah, that's the only one I've got. Was that recent?
How many weeks are we talking after release are you talking?
I'm talking about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that makes sense.
£5 for Metal Gear Solid 2 weeks ago.
Medal of Honor.
Medal of Honor. Makes perfect sense.
Medal of Honor, shit, bro.
I'm shocked. And it's ages off of it. I'm talking like...
You know why you get $5 for those games? It's because they have the online serial code.
Oh, that's probably a part.
Yeah,
that is probably, actually, that's a good point. That's probably a part of the reason these games have went the way down. But yeah. I would trade in Gears Judgment like a month after it came out, not even.
Yeah, Chris, that was like one of the reasons why you didn't get Battlefield 3, because you would have bought a pre-owned.
Yeah.
But
I didn't want to pay for it.
But I traded Gears Judgment and I got like, I paid 40 for it. I got 27 for it, which is pretty good. I'm not going to complain about that. But the difference between two stores was that the game was offering me £19 for it. That was store credit, not even cash. And CEX offered me the 27. So I took the 27. That was cash from CEX. But Chris went there not even a week later to the same place, and the value of the game had dropped so much.
Wasn't that bad. He got 15 or something. 15, 20. We got 20.
Yeah. That's a lot, though.
God, I fucking hate Wonder Woman. Suck my left nut.
You can tell Ty's still playing games.
Yo, here, Joe, do you want to edit and upload this one, or?
No,
if I'm doing it, it's not going up till tomorrow sometime.
Are we going to say goodbye to the people before you guys start talking about editing?
Okay.
I don't know, these guys think we've ended the podcast.
No, I'm just really doing it. I'm not doing it. Because I'm complaining just as this is done.
So you asked Jared, but what you in fact meant was.
Yeah, okay. Much.
Okay.
But bye, guys.
Later.
Yeah, I'll see you later. I'm going to go pursue my dream of becoming a pilot.
Yeah, that's going to die so fast.
It'll happen.
Ty, so you're going to say goodbye?
Bye, motherfucker.
Later. Danger zone.
Bye, guys.
Fuck you.
Storm stopped it.
I'm gonna go hang out with my half.
Can call Mark. We can make better than that. Half uncle? No, that's stupid.
Simon and Garfunkel.
I wish my name was Simon, because then I could be Simon and half uncle.
Who says his name is Simon?
Simon the half uncle. Can we call the episode that?
What?
Simon and the half uncle.
Sweet. Okay, Jared. All on you, Jared. All on you.
Is it Jared responding? So are we properly saying goodbye now?
No, probably.
Okay, goodbye everyone. I'm gonna stop talking now.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I'll kill you, motherfucking sleep. You better watch out.